Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. We got some more analysis of this Iran attack. Technically, the attack was in Iraq, apparently, at the airport, but against an Iranian official, a general, the alleged second-in-command out there. And I know, Vincent, you had a story from Mint Press News about the motives behind the Soleimani assassination. We
pretty much already covered
it. You did? Okay,
yeah, because
sorry.
I mean, you know, both Israel and the warmongers, they both want war.
That's what you were going to say it was.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's pretty much what they say. war with Iran, that they've been wanting it for a while.
I thought it was going to be something more specific. Okay. Well, yeah, we know they want war. I mean, that's what the warmongering state does. The war is the health of the state. I mean, when the state not at war, it's not as in charge, right? Like, people fall in line when the state goes to war. They get behind their men in uniform, and, you know, it doesn't matter if we disagree with what they're doing. We've got to support our men in uniform.
Well, to that, I'll just say that Iraq is split. You know, I mean, as we said, that Iran uses proxies, and Iraq is split between Sunni and Shia Muslims. And this guy, what he's been doing was, according to Iranian general who was killed, he was the one who was effective in the fight against ISIS, where the main ground fight, you know, the U.S., you know, Trump tried to take credit for destroying ISIS with the airstrikes and everything, but the people on the ground fighting ISIS have been Syrian army and militia, Iranian militia, and the Russians. And so this last province that ISIS is holed up in, the U.S. has demanded that Syria and Iran don't attack it because, you know, in the Kurds are involved and everything. And so, I mean, in this case, the U.S. in a sense is protecting ISIS by killing its, like, number one ground enemy there. And with Trump's and the last piece of analysis I suppose I could add is I listened to Trump's speech on it, and it was the most Orwellian thing I've ever heard the man say, where he said, by attacking, we don't want war. By doing this attack, we're bringing, we're preventing
war. It's a peace
war.
Attack.
Well, yeah, he said we're preventing war. By attacking,
right.
That means preventing a war.
Yeah,
and
that's total doublespeak.
Oh, right? Absolutely, yeah.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want here. We've got, first up, Dalton is on the line in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Vincent. Go ahead, Dalton.
Yeah, you know who's responsible for this ordeal with Iran is the same people who are responsible for all the wars in the world. The Jew!
Uh-huh. Why do you have to yell? You think you can't get your point across without yelling?
No, Gibson said it better.
You people don't get the point that the Juden is responsible for all the wars. This is no.
So
difference.
You're saying Trump is Jewish?
Well, he's surrounded by Jews.
Well, he's also surrounded by Christians.
Surrounded by the Jews. The Jews are a bigger problem than Christians.
Okay, so war is okay if the Christians go to war? Are you a Christian?
Yes.
You're a Christian? You don't sound like a Christian.
What are you?
A Christian is somebody. A Christian is somebody who's supposed to, emulate Christ. And, you know, at least my understanding of Christ
was not
a guy who hated other people because of where they were born.
Well, not emulate. It's a matter of belief, right?
Because, no, it's also about emulating Christ.
Well, I mean,
you're Christian. You are Christ-like is what this
supposedly is. Well, that's the word is. I mean, the word. Well, I mean, yeah, but the word is, in fact, that's like an exterior word. That's an English word that came up for it.
Are you saying Christians aren't supposed to emulate Christ, that they should just go out there and do whatever they want to do?
No, but I'm saying that that's not the central tenet to it, to being a Christian.
Is it not? I always thought it was.
Yeah,
it's about
is.
No, it's about belief in order to be considered. You know,
supposed
someone
to be
like,
it's Christ. Supposed to be more than belief. It's
no, it is.
Be,
no, that's called work salvation, Ian. Trust me, I know about this.
Well, you know, this is one thing. Christians don't agree on everything. That's certainly for sure. And you're the only Christian in the room, Vincent.
Fair enough.
I am not anymore. I was raised that way.
I'm not trying to say I represent all Christians. I mean, I'm just saying that from what I say, a biblical point of view, I'm non-denominational. You have all these other denominations will say something similar to what you're saying or stuff. So I'm not trying to imply.
I'm so tired of these callers like Dalton. And thank you for the call.
Why are you thanking for the call?
It's just
a
bad habit. It's just a good habit or bad habit, however you want to look at it.
So it reminds me of
they should be thanking you.
Thanking the cop after you get a ticket.
Yeah.
It's like, point, seriously, why do it? You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't owe them any thanks. Yeah, they do.
Oh,
they
really do. I'm talking about libertarians who do it.
And they thank the judge after they get sentenced and things like that.
It's habit. It's a bad habit to break, but it's like, I bang my head every time I hear it.
I totally do, too.
Oh, my God.
But it's like, look, okay, maybe there are some Jewish people who want to go to war. I don't deny that at all. There are some Christian people who want to go to war. And there are some Christian people who support peace. And there are Jewish people who support peace. So to just simply paint everybody with a broad brush as though all of fill in the blank are like blank is ridiculous. It's just so thoughtless. And anybody who claims to be a Christian and hate other people like that, sorry, don't buy it, not for a moment. Let's talk to Mike in Seattle. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live, also supposedly watching on YouTube. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I think the airstrike that killed the general was a good idea.
Why?
Because, I mean, you have the Iranians starting wars and things everywhere.
Where?
They can't even. They can barely get off their own territory. Like
where? Where did they start a war in the Middle East recently?
Yeah, they support ISIS and all that.
No, they were fighting ISIS. Oh my God! You don't know anything about what's happening.
Thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here.
So, I mean, there was some truth behind what he was saying, whether he knew it or not. The Iranians are in doing basically the same thing the Americans are doing, which is doing proxy wars through third parties. So while the U.S. is using, and it's funny because the U.S. is using Iran to fight ISIS too. So it's a very
letting. I'd say letting is a more appropriate.
Let me rephrase this. The U.S. is using Iran's proxy war to fight ISIS. That's the funny part.
I'd still disagree. I'd say just letting, because in this case, we're telling the Iranians and Syrians and Russians to not go into that last province of ISIS. You know, the U.S. I mean, I remember even Trump, he said, but Hillary and Obama created ISIS, which to a certain extent is true. And the U.S., because, you know, the U.S. always needs this boogeyman, the warmongers and warhawks and chicken hawks, all need a boogeyman there, and the boogeyman used to be Saddam, then it was the insurgency, then it was Al-Qaeda, now it's ISIS, and ISIS was on the ropes,
ISIS, according to the internet, was founded in 1999.
Well, that's the one sect that they you know, but you never heard of it until after they said Al-Qaeda was eradicated. Now Al-Qaeda's still
was
there.
Bush, not so much Obama. I mean, they're all
it's like what they call themselves, right? Like Al-Nusra is.
And didn't ISIS change its name like a number of times?
Probably.
Well, it has things like people call it different things. Like I believe Middle Easterners call it Daesh. It's called ISIL because it's
the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant.
Yes, Levant.
All right. So you want to comment on this? You're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Otherwise, we can change gears a little bit here. And you had an incident, Chris, with India, since we're talking about international
goings on. Incident is probably a weird way to phrase it, but yeah.
Well, it wasn't an assassination or anything like that, but it was an incident in your business. You run Think Penguin.
It's true.
And thinkpenguin.com is where folks can go to get some Linux-based hardware, computer solutions, and VPN service, and a variety of other products. But you ship internationally. You ship to a lot of places.
We do. We ship all over the world. It's probably a little bit of an exaggeration. We ship to all the...
Except for Iran and North Korea.
There's some exceptions in there, and even continents that we don't ship to. Not so much because we can't...
Venezuela is also prohibited now, aren't
it? It's very expensive in certain places, like Brazil.
So you won't ship to Australia?
No, we do ship... Australia is one of our top... outlets as far as shipping to. Europe. We do a lot to Europe. And no, there's like South America is difficult to ship to, but it's not to say that we never ship to South America. It's just that, like,
because of their tariffs and such, right?
Effectively, everything's very expensive in Brazil anyway, but, like, it's even more expensive if you try to import it yourself. It's like double the price because there's a 60% duty plus another 20% tax. So you end up paying almost double what you would.
Insane.
And even local goods are priced very, very high.
We'll talk about what happened here because something went wrong. You had an order from India.
India has a really scary new law.
Something's happening there that was shocking. We'll get into that. You can also share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. And then maybe we'll go to Tokyo and talk about robot dogs. This is Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
It's healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You may join us here on the air, talk about whatever you want. Coming up in April. April 3rd through the 5th, LibertyCon, a unique liberty convention in Washington, D.C. for people that want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations. Perhaps you want to advance your career, business, or internship opportunities. You get to meet some interesting folks and see some great speakers like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, Vernon Smith, Nobel Prize winner in economics, Miriam Issa, a pop culture expert, who's got over 300 million YouTube views, as well as Nassim Nicholas Taleb, the author of The Black Swan. You can learn more at libertycon.com, get more information on the event, and use code FTL to save $10 on your registration, which, by the way, I believe today was the last day to get the early bird prices. So it may or may not be too late. If it's not too late, it's going to be real soon. Go to libertycon.com, and you can get registered there. Now, I believe our code is going to continue to work to get you a discount. But obviously, if you waited past the deadline, then, well, you know, you don't get the early bird prices. So libertycon.com, according to the website, prices go up January 4th. So if you're listening to us live tonight, you still have time to get in there, get the $79 adult ticket price, knock $10 off by using code FTL. And student travel scholarships are available. So if you're a poor college student and you want to come to this thing, they're going to help you get there. Plus, their student tickets half the price of the normal tickets. You can snatch a student ticket up for $40, and I think our code should work for that, too. If it doesn't, let us know. Code FTL over at libertycon.com, plus discounted rooms available for everyone at the Marriott Marquis. As we go and continue here, again, that's libertycon.com with code FTL. So we were talking about some international headlines. We started the show out with the Iran situation, which you're certainly still welcome to call in and share your thoughts on that. But let's talk a little bit more about trade, because, Chris, you are the owner of ThinkPenguin.com. You ship computer supplies and actual computers to people all around the planet.
Computers and accessories.
And you had an order come in from India. You've shipped before to India. This is not your first rodeo.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely shipped all the time and with the same carrier and everything.
So what was different this time around?
So this time around, there was something that I was just like, what the is this? The terminology that they're using is exactly the same as the terminology that they use for effectively doing any individual in the United States, anywhere almost in the world, pretty much, I think, who does business with, like, a bank. The bank has to do this know your customer thing.
KYC, they call it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So basically, you have to present an ID and a driver's license and a social security number. And
right.
All
the claim is that this somehow protects against terrorism. It's ridiculous, in my opinion.
Or
funding terrorism.
Yeah. Anyway, so India now has a law that requires businesses to know their customer. And it literally is.
Businesses in India?
Yep. Know your customer. That's exactly what it is. It is, what is know your customer, from the DHL's website. So I'm
it was
read
the shipper, DHL,
the shipper, right,
who informed you about this new law.
Yes. So in order for us to ship goods to a customer in India, we're going to have to go through know your customer requirements in order to ship the
customer. Or they'll reject the package.
Yeah, effectively. It's absolutely insane. All shipments sent from or received into India need KYC documents. And what is this? Government recognized identity and address proof. Not just, an identity.
Proof of address.
But proof of address. Yeah, even.
Hold on. So this is, as I understand, now look, I don't know a whole lot about India, but as I understand it, they have a caste system. And that there are a large number of the population, like in the millions, mm-hmm, who are effectively on the outs. They're like almost stateless people, basically.
Yeah. There are stateless people in India, correct.
So these people, they don't have government ID. They could not show you a government ID if they wanted to because they don't have it.
I don't think they're allowed certain. So I don't know.
Right.
There's like the caste system, but there's also like another group of people in India who are not recognized as being Indian citizens.
That's what I'm talking about. Those people. Yeah.
They're like even lower than the low caste.
Right.
The lowest caste people.
So this seems like a law targeting those people, basically saying, you can't ship to any of these nobodies anymore.
It's certainly, you know, an authoritarian dystopia, you know, what they're doing there. I mean, they're putting fingers on whoever they decide is undesirable.
Right, and they're cutting them off from the rest of the world, saying if you can't show a government ID, and these people can't, if you can't show that you've got, you know, power bill, like normally you got to prove your address by showing some sort of utility, at least in the U.S. I don't know how it works there.
Yeah, and I'll read that too. But must be presented to customs during shipment clearance. Let me click on a link here. It says click to view the list of valid KYC, know your customer documents.
From an Indian person.
Yeah, because this is literally very, very disturbing what they're listing. It matches exactly what Know Your Customer is in terms of like banking.
Mm-hmm.
So for it to be to receive a package, you know, just from overseas, right. $10 package, you would literally have to go through this process. So let's do the individual. What's valid for an individual resident Indian? Please provide any one of the following documents as ID and address proof. The address proof should match with the delivery address mentioned on your shipment. So, an Aadhaar card, a PAN card, a voter ID, or a passport. Basically, this is like something akin to like a driver's license, these cards, I believe. And then, not only do you have to prove who you are, but you also have to have proof of your address. So,
card is a permanent account number which consists of a 10-digit alphanumeric characters assigned to all taxpayers in India.
Yep.
So if you are a taxpayer, it's essentially the social security number.
Yeah. Basically. The other thing you have to provide is a bank account statement, an electricity bill, an employee ID.
Wow.
A hotel booking receipt, an LPG connection receipt, or a rent agreement. So it's literally the same thing that if you were to try and open a bank account in the United States. I mean,
pretty much.
It's scary.
I don't know if you need to show proof of. Do you need to show proof of address to have a bank account
in
the U.S.?
If you don't, so what you do? So here's what happens.
I've never been asked to show a power bill, but that may be because they're running my name through check systems and it's showing me associated with the house.
I'm trying to think what you have to provide exactly. Basically the law has been updated, and I think it's something to the effect of they have to know where you live. And if you provide an address that doesn't match, that's when it usually...
Then they have to kick
you out. Yeah, they'll end up kicking you out. Because I've actually had that happen where I got kicked out saying, oh, we're not going to be able to open your account because my address was not a physical address. It was like a P.O. box, but it wasn't a P.O. box.
Like
it was a
private mailbox.
A private mailbox. Yeah. So they didn't initially know that it was a P.O. box.
Right.
So they opened the account, and then they immediately contacted me like a week later saying, we drove around.
Your account.
Well, this is what they did. She actually had no problem telling me what they did exactly. They actually have somebody drive around and physically verify each of the addresses. They're not just going on Google Maps
crazy.
Or something like that and verifying.
Did you have to go back to your customer after you learned about this, and you're like, yeah, I'm sorry, we need to see your
I had sent an email to him saying, yeah.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And so basically, if you don't have a rent agreement or a power bill or a government ID in India, you can't get product shipped to you.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Back in like January, February, I'd like get home, make myself something to eat, blah, blah, blah. My girlfriend works nights. By like 8:30, 8 o'clock, I'd be in bed. I'm sitting there thinking, okay, if this is what the rest of life is like, I'm doomed. Today is day 14 of me taking Balance of Nature, and my energy level's through the roof. It took me like 5 years of hearing it on talk radio to actually try it. The difference is night and day.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In his first statement since the death of Iranian General Qassem Soleimani, President Trump says America has the best military in the world and warns terrorists, "We will find you. We will eliminate you."
If Americans anywhere are threatened, we have all of those targets already fully identified, and I am ready and prepared to take whatever action is necessary.
Senators are back on Capitol Hill after the holiday break, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the Senate should follow the same precedent set during President Clinton's impeachment trial.
The structure for this impeachment trial should track with the structure of the Clinton trial. We have a precedent here.
The House is back in session starting on Monday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight is Ian.
And Chris.
And Vincent.
So you can bring up whatever you want. Also want to make sure that you know about the Edge wallet, because if you are looking to get into cryptocurrency, you got to have a wallet to store and also to be able to send and buy and sell and trade and securely hold cryptocurrencies. Edge Wallet is available for iOS and for Android devices. It is user-controlled. You own your own money, which is it's a great product. I just used it today, actually, to pay for my meal out before we came here. We were at the Thirsty Owl in downtown Keene. They take crypto, which is pretty cool. You can go to edge.app to learn more about Edge Wallet, and they can help you secure your freedom. They support Bitcoin, BTC, Ethereum, various tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and others. Go on over to edge.app or just go to your Google or Apple App Store and download Edge Wallet. As we continue here, we're talking about some, we've been doing international kind of news here all night. Here's a headline from the cryptocurrency world from theblockcrypto.com's Yogita Khatri, writing that several local authorities in China's capital city, Beijing, have jointly issued a new risk warning on cryptocurrency trading activities. The Beijing Local Financial Supervision and Administration Bureau, the Business Management Department of the People's Bank of China, the Beijing Banking and Insurance Regulatory Bureau, and the Beijing Securities Regulatory Bureau, that's a mouthful, have all asked firms not to engage in crypto business. This according to a notice issued on Friday. The authorities said, with the recent promotion of blockchain technology in China, cryptocurrency trading activities have shown signs of resurgence. Some platforms have, quote, seriously violated, unquote, rules banning initial coin offerings, added the authorities. Accordingly, they've ordered all firms to not promote cryptocurrency projects or platforms, not engage in crypto trading business, and not provide any services related to cryptocurrencies. So, this sounds like a total crackdown on all cryptocurrency-related business. They've also urged investors to remain rational to avoid being deceived, as well as to report any violations of laws and regulations. Last year, Beijing's Municipal Bureau of Finance also said that fundraising activities via security token offerings are illegal. Chinese authorities have taken stringent measures since 2017, banning ICOs outright and forcing crypto exchanges to cease operations.
You know, the problem with, you know, having these sorts of nanny state laws is that people have this impression that they're protected from stuff when in reality they're not. And so when they come across a scam, they don't know it's a scam. You know, when
well, it must not be a scam because the government's protecting me from scams.
Right. And so, you know, they don't learn about scams. They don't understand scams, and then they get taken advantage by the scam when they come about because, well, the government protects you.
Yeah, so pretty scary news for anybody who's into cryptocurrency in China. I mean, they're just saying you can't engage in crypto business. I mean, that could be interpreted to mean you can't even sell anybody something for cryptocurrency. Like,
yeah,
I bought my dinner tonight with cryptocurrency. I paid with Dash for my meal. And is that now prohibited in China? Because that's the way this particular, at least this, you know, English press story about the Chinese press release reads, right? So I have not read the actual Chinese press release, but anyway you slice it, it's not good for cryptocurrency in China.
It's so hard to interpret these, especially the English language stories, because there's multiple layers of, okay, the original reporter who didn't understand what it is they were getting,
right,
that then, you know, writes about it, and then that gets translated by somebody else who doesn't fully understand English, and then, you know, it's the sloppy, you know, it's multiple layers of sloppy reporting, and people just don't know what's going on.
It's true.
It's so hard to tell, you know, what is real, what is correct, what is not correct. Just, I mean, even when you don't have, you know, a translation.
This must be something you've noticed, Vincent, as, you know, you're in the journalism business. You're actually going to school for this. People mistranslating and just misconstruing government reports.
Putting something through, like, Google Translate instead of getting someone who actually knows the
English. Yeah, exactly.
That's the biggest thing.
Exactly.
Probably.
So, bad news if you care about cryptocurrency in China. And, you know, this is one of the frustrating potential futures for crypto, right? Like, where governments of the world, not just China, but let's say the U.S. does the same thing. Let's say that they issue a decree that any cryptocurrency business, which there's a huge world of business within, you know, cryptocurrency. It's not all about just wallets and, you know, sending and receiving. There's all kinds of things going on with blockchain technologies that has nothing to do with money necessarily. But just putting a blanket ban on anything crypto related, telling all U.S. And over in China, as I understand it, the government basically has a hand in all the companies there. But in, you know, in the United States, telling all private businesses no more crypto, anything. And now, maybe they wouldn't be able to get away with it. Maybe that would be some sort of, you know, constitutional violation, and perhaps they would be subject, you know, to a legitimate challenge in court over this, because I think there's a strong argument in the United States that cryptocurrency is freedom of speech. What do you think about that?
I think it's potentially, you know, a correct argument. I don't necessarily think that the law and the courts are going to
see it that
are
way.
Going to I mean, the problem is that, you know, they don't necessarily follow logic. You know, they're not necessarily rational. They're not necessarily reasonable, you know, at any level of government, right? I mean, it's, you know, what actually happens, and we get, and this is the thing, we get conflicting rulings all the time, right?
Right.
So it's kind of, you got to just throw, you're going to end up throwing up your hands and hoping that your rights get preserved. I mean, because, you know, every one of us is just a little individual and doesn't really have much power of any real sort.
An example I could think of is like take alcohol prohibition, right? In order to ban the sale ban the sale of alcohol, they had to have an amendment to the Constitution. Yeah, but now
they did it for drugs.
Well, exactly. Yeah, for plants, readily available pharmaceutical drugs, like eventually like Quaaludes, when, you know, they figured people could abuse them.
Right.
They just said, you know what, we're going to make up this arbitrary list. And so I think also a lot of that's done through like international treaty, because the UN has like an anti-drug treaty that like majority of the countries in the world sign up. That's why like when another country like Canada decides to legalize cannabis, those people at the UN freak out. But I mean, I think the answer is that they could, you know, at this point, they could just do whatever they want.
Yeah. I mean, I think what the reason that they passed the constitutional amendment effectively for alcohol and they didn't do it for other drugs is because at the end of the day, it was it's one of these things that is like, if the Constitution is clear, right? But the easiest way around the Constitution is to just reinterpret. It's not to try and change the Constitution. Let's just reinterpret it.
Right. It doesn't mean what it says. It means this.
Right.
And then if the men with the, you know, robes on at the Supreme Court agree with you,
if you can get them to go along with it,
then that's that.
Yep. And they've changed. This is what precedent does. It changes effectively what things mean.
And they've changed their opinion.
And they changed it. And they got the precedent.
The Supreme Court has changed their opinion on things.
Or do they do it even more subversively? They have some sort of crisis and they say, oh, well, this is like the income tax, right? Oh, this is only going to be temporary. And then eventually crisis is over. People forget. But they never get rid of it.
Yeah. There's other great examples. I mean, look at sales tax. You know, we didn't used to have to collect sales tax for states that didn't have,
businesses.
If you didn't operate in a state, you didn't have to collect, as a business, you didn't have to collect the sales tax.
Right.
Well, that was a Supreme Court ruling. Well, the Supreme Court overturned its own ruling. I mean, 15, 20 years later.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. The end of a toll. That's what we got on the way here. Some good news. We've been giving you some bad news all night here tonight. We're going to give you a little bit of good news. 855-450-FREE. Something you almost never hear about happening.
I've never heard of a toll going away.
Yeah. So we'll get into it, and you can share your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. Plus, Illinois cannabis legalization. Major success so far.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to bring up what you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, Ian.
And Chris.
And Vincent.
Coming up, we can talk about robot dogs. They are not, I'm not talking about like the militaristic police dog things. That's also been in the news where, you know, these killer dogs basically are being manufactured by companies to be used by SWAT teams and such. We're talking about the cutesy little dogs, the little toy little robot looking things that apparently are really taking off over in Japan. But first, a little bit of good news out of New Hampshire. According to WCVB, which is, I believe, a TV station in Vermont, Merrimack, New Hampshire, tolls are about to become history at an exit on one of New Hampshire's heavily traveled highways. There will be no more toll collecting at the exit 11 northbound and southbound ramps of the Everett Turnpike in Merrimack as of New Year's Day. So it's already over. The highway links Massachusetts and the New Hampshire cities of Manchester and Concord. Drivers have been paying 50 cents on the on and off ramps at the exits. The tolls bring in more than $1 million every year. But a transportation commission actually decided that it puts Merrimack residents under an unfair burden. The toll booths were built 30 years ago, will remain, but drivers will be allowed to drive through without paying.
That's interesting. I wonder why they wouldn't remove them. I would think if it's congested, you would want to remove them because it would
give a little extra room, add a lane or two or something like that.
It seems like it would.
I'm going to guess it has to do with New Hampshire being pretty spendthrift.
And not wanting to spend the money in order
they
to get
don't
rid
want
of
to demolish
physical
it.
Toll. Yeah.
Would be my
guess. At least not yet until maybe they redo the roads or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I imagine the sight of a toll, even if it's closed, would convince people to slow down even just by out of
instinct. Probably.
But isn't that what you. That's not something you'd want on a highway.
Well, this is an off ramp. Oh.
So they would want it.
Okay, so with the off-ramp, that probably wouldn't be a problem then. This is either off and on. Yeah, on and off-ramps. So people coming on and off.
So they'll probably just throw up a sign saying, no toll.
Yeah, there's nobody there.
Yeah.
There's just no bureaucrats sitting in the booth or whatever. So that's good news. And as you said,
great,
Chris, you've never heard of a toll booth.
I've never heard of a toll booth going away. I've heard of going cashless tolling where they still charge you, but they don't actually have a physical toll booth there. But I've never heard of a toll booth actually being, like, removed or, like, not being forced collection.
Right.
Oh, I will say I may have gone through a toll. Like, they didn't collect anything, but I think it was just a holiday thing for real weird reason in New York this past week. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they were still going to be collecting tolls.
Well, I think this is great news, and it's yet another example of why New Hampshire is really kind of a special place. I mean, there's stuff that happens here, and yeah, there's still a state government, and there's still a gang, and they're still hurting peaceful people, and there are still tolls.
It's still a terrible place, but it's a little less terrible, right?
Well, I mean, it's a nice place. I like living in New Hampshire.
Well, certainly, you know, the geography and the people
are
and
great.
Everything, they're great, but... Yeah, no, the government, right?
The government is terrible.
It's still terrible.
Yeah, all governments are terrible.
Just a little less terrible.
Right, all governments are terrible. I mean, that's just, you know, the way they are. But to actually have a government gang get rid of a toll booth is a pretty unprecedented thing to have happen.
I am still amazed at how people can be so negative about New Hampshire, or libertarians
in
particular, about how, like, they act as if, like, nothing happens here, nothing good ever happens, it's always bad, it's always just statist, more, like it's no better than anywhere else, and...
Yeah, the mythology is that Massachusetts has been invading New Hampshire. The Massholes, as they're called, have been invading New Hampshire and have been making the state, bringing it down.
Well, from both parties too, you'd have you'd have like the liberals coming up to avoid all the high taxes and everything, and they would come up and, you know, live in New Hampshire and then bring about the policies that ruined their original state. But then you'd have all the disgruntled Republicans who just can't handle it anymore. That's why southern New Hampshire is like the counties and towns bordering Massachusetts are some of the biggest Republican strongholds in the state.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so we're sort of balancing each other out. But either way, we're trashing up a place.
These
people from Massachusetts, regardless of the party.
I think it's more along the lines, and I think people's impressions are wrong. I think it's more along the lines of we have Democrats and we have Republicans, and they just kind of go back and forth fighting each other.
And I think that's a
big part of what keeps the government down.
Yeah,
sure.
To me, that's an attraction.
Right.
I mean, I like that New Hampshire is a purple state. It's not really red. It's not really blue. They're constantly struggling over control.
Right. And it seems like the people here don't really like either party.
No, they don't. If you look at voter registration rolls, you'll see that the plurality of voters are actually registered as what they call undeclared in New Hampshire. It's not a majority Republican or Democrat state. It's actually plurality is undeclared. There are more undeclared voters than there are registered Republicans, and there are more undeclared voters than there are registered Democrats.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
And that's special. That's really cool.
It's very unique. It's very,
means you can't win an election unless you talk to the undeclared voters. You have to persuade them to come on your side if you want to win an election in New Hampshire. You can't just go and, like, you know, advertise to your base and win.
Right.
You can't do it. But you're right. You know, people don't understand. They don't understand what's going on here. The libertarians don't realize all of the wonderful success stories that we've had because they're disconnected from it. They don't know. How would they find out? It's not like the activists advertise what they do.
Even people who know are like, you know, like they write off the fact we have 20 representatives or, you know, that
at least
decently represent us in the House. And they write off the little...
Even though they have zero representatives.
Everywhere else they have zero representatives. And the crazy thing is, even where it's a somewhat trivial number, it's still greater than anywhere else. And
you mean as far as numbers of what, activists or something?
No, trivial in the sense of it's not a lot of representation. It's a little bit of representation.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is out of 400, right?
So and that's what I mean by trivial.
Yeah, okay,
right?
I see what you're saying. Just to be clear, 20 is more than enough to break a tie. 20 is also more than enough to swing a vote one way or another, a relatively close vote.
Right.
And also a lot of the, and you're just counting the most principled people. You're counting 20. 20, like A-plus kind of
absolutely.
Liberty-rated. And we do actually have Liberty ratings here for the state representatives and the senators. Yeah. It's done by a great group called the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and they do it every year. But, you know, you've still got A-rated and A-minus and B-rated reps who are, you know, relatively decent. They're not going to be right on all the issues, but most of the time they can be counted on to do the right thing.
I wouldn't count on anybody, even the most diehard libertarian, to be right on all the issues, to be honest.
Right.
You're going to make mistakes sometimes. It's
but there's a lot of them who are right more often than they're not.
Right.
And that means that, you know, as that 20 starts to grow even more and we get an even more solid base, that means the Republicans and Democrats, if they want a thing to pass, they're going to have to negotiate with the Libertarians. They're going to have to, you know, try to persuade them to come on board with whatever they want to have happen. And that's when you can say, well, yeah, we'll support this bill as long as you strip this thing out or as long as you add this, you know, this other thing over here. So there's, you know, it's ugly, right? The political process is an ugly thing. But, you know, I say God has blessed those people who are willing to go up there and be state representatives. It is thankless job. They get paid $100 a year, which is also a real perk. You know, that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire is great, because they don't pay these people a lot of money, and that's true of the senators here as well. But I think part of the reason that there's such confusion about what's happening here is because one of the things, one of the big failures of the migration to New Hampshire has been self-promotion. There's a very, very poor level of self-promotion that goes on here. There's not a lot of people who promote the things that they're doing.
Yeah, you know, I think another aspect of it is people had this, I don't know why people have this impression that they could change things overnight, but that seems like the other impression that people have had. And it's like,
that's why a lot of people have left.
That's not going to happen. You have to actually work at it. And not only that, but in some degree, I think we focused too much on changing New Hampshire for the better without enough people when we should be focusing more on getting more people to move here, right? And the reality is it's not.
But that's the thing. You've got to have successes.
In our lifetime, right? Not, you know, in the next 10 years, right? Like, and realistically, even when people critique, well, we're supposed to have 20,000 after 5 years. Well, no, that was our goal, right? That was
objective. You're talking about 20,000 movers,
right.
20,000 people.
Right, that wasn't necessarily, and I don't even know if we've hit 5 years yet, but
just to be clear, you're talking about the migration of New Hampshire,
right,
of libertarians to move to New Hampshire, called, in this many cases, the Free State Project, but the migration is larger than that. But the Free State Project.
The Free State Project had a goal
set
of 20,000.
Right. 20,000. They hit that goal. It took them 15 years longer than they should have, and we can get into reasons why that was the case, but they finally hit that goal, and we now actually are about a year away. Next month, February of 2021, is going to be the five-year window that those 20,000 people had to move here, and I don't think even 2,000 more have come since they.
I doubt it. I don't think you can end just because you get to that number, and especially considering the amount of time, you got to keep working at it, right? This is something that's going to take a long time to really achieve.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But was New Hampshire a mistake? Maybe the Mariana Islands were the right place to go. Our co-host Mark Edge is going to pick up his life and move there in less than 2 weeks, so we're going to learn more about that as well. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.